Our concern was really born out of what was a shortage of fish for the people in Angoon.
Peter Narrows is general manager for Kootsnuwu, which originally filed its petition with the federal government last May. It claims the state has failed to manage for the subsistence priority required under federal law and instead given the preference to the commercial seine harvest in the Chatham Strait area in order to provide for conservation and subsistence needs. The petition requests that the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture assert a power known as extraterritorial jurisdiction to stop or limit state-managed commercial salmon fisheries in Chatham Strait and adjacent Icy and Peril Straits in June, July, and half of August. Narrows says Kootsnuwu wants an active management plan that recognizes subsistence law and acknowledges the needs of the people in Angoon.
What we would like to do is to see the community prosper just like every other community in Southeast based on the resources close to them. I mean, I hate to use this phrase, but it's really managing for abundance. So I think, to say that we're looking to close a commercial effort, on a wholesale basis is more of an overstatement than what our intent is. Our intent is to find what the management tools out there and to utilize them.
Among other potential mitigation measures, the petition also recommends the closure of the Hidden Falls hatchery, which provides seiners with an important early season chum salmon fishery off the Baranoff shoreline. Seiners in Chatham mainly target pink salmon in late July and August, but they also catch what the state calls an incidental take of sockeye. The petition claims a broad overlap between seining and sockeye migrations through Chatham. It raises concerns about several area streams, but it's focused on returns to Canalcou Lake, which is the closest to Angoon on Western Admiralty Island. In response to low returns there of just 250 fish in 2001, Angoon subsistence fishermen agreed to voluntary closures from 2002 to 2005 and shifted their efforts to other more distant systems across Chatham Strait. During that time, the petition says, commercial seiners intercepted thousands of sockeye off the Admiralty Island shoreline. State records show sockeye escapement to Canalcou has improved substantially in recent years, with more than 2,600 fish returning in 2009-10 and more than 730 last summer. Canalcou reopened for subsistence in 2006, but Angoon residents have been frustrated by a strict bag limit that Narrows calls ridiculously low.
And there is no limit on the amount of fish that the commercial fishermen can catch. So that's really the fundamental problem. Is when you have a bag limit of 15 fish per year per household, you're not meeting the needs of the resident user, the rural user there.
The Canalcou issue gained prominence in 2009 after state troopers cited four Angoon residents, including State Senator Albert Kukesh, for overfishing their subsistence sockeye limit. A Superior Court judge ultimately dismissed all the charges against the senator and two of the other defendants. The fourth later pleaded guilty to violating permit registration requirements. The problems pushed subsistence users farther from home in search of fish, according to Kootsnuwu chairman and former Angoon mayor Floyd Kukesh, who is also a brother of the senator. Floyd Kukesh says the issue particularly struck him one day while he was running his charter fishing boat off Admiralty Island. Kukesh says he looked out in the distance and saw small open skiffs trying to make their way home through big waves.
When they got close enough, I realized it was subsistence fishing coming back in 16-foot lines with 25-horse Johnsons on their boat and 15-horse motors on their boats. And that's when I realized that what we're doing to these people, we're forcing them to look at the alternative, which was to go into the dangerous waters of Chatham Straits to get what their subsistence needs taken care of. And I was very bothered by that, and then I recognized that we do have a problem when people have to sacrifice themselves to that point.
Kukesh is a member of the Regional Advisory Council for the Federal Subsistence Board, which will consider the petition later this spring. Kukesh and Narrows say the petition follows several years of efforts trying to resolve the issue with the State Board of Fisheries and the Department of Fish and Game.
We're just running out of options, trying to save our fishery.
We're very committed to providing for subsistence, and in this particular instance, we recognize that there are some challenges that are involved.
That's Fish and Game Deputy Commissioner Dave Bedford, who says the state is looking at ways to address the concerns over canal coup, like making it easier for fish to get up waterfalls. But he says it's hard to see how federal management and more limits on the commercial fishery would have a meaningful impact. He emphasizes that the seine fleet's already restricted by timing as well as the complete closure of certain sockeye migration areas like Mitchell Bay just outside canal coup.
The opening of the purse seine fishery in Chatham Straits, generally speaking, doesn't begin to really accelerate until later in the month of July. And the figures that I've seen show that most of the subsistence harvest has taken place by the time we have the first opening of the purse seine fishery in any proximity to Mitchell Bay. So I think that the timing of the fishery in and of itself is offset from the migratory timing of that particular stock.
Bedford says salmon productivity is not merely a question of how much people harvest, but he says it's a question of what the productivity of the stock is, and there are all sorts of natural forces that play into that.
So we've seen fairly poor returns coming out of some of these small sockeye systems, and it's not necessarily appropriate to suggest that the cause of that is the level of harvest in the commercial fisheries, and particularly when you're talking about canal coup, where the migratory timing is pretty much offset from the occurrence of the commercial fishery.
As a matter of policy, Bedford says the department would not support an extension of federal jurisdiction into state waters. The Chatham Strait area is a major part of the state's seine fishery, and Bedford says the implications of a federal closure would be profound. Southeast Alaska Seiners Association Director Bob Thorstensen argues that there have been years of strong escapement to canal coup, even when there was a lot of commercial fishing along the Admiralty shore. So he disputes the correlation asserted in the petition.
I think it really has no merit whatsoever, but it's a very egregious poke at the Petersburg Fishing Fleet and the Sitka Fishing Fleet and Juneau Fishing Fleet or anybody that fishes in Chatham Strait, because our fisheries already been completely curtailed in the early part of the season, has been ever since the 1980s, to allow sockeye to get into canal coup.
Right now, the Federal Office of Subsistence Management in Anchorage is working on a staff analysis of the issue. That's expected to come out in time for the Southeast Regional Subsistence Advisory Council to discuss it and listen to public comments during a meeting in Juneau the week of March 19th. Forest Service subsistence biologist and council advisor Cal Cassipit says the Federal Subsistence Board is slated to meet in Juneau right after that to come up with a recommendation for the Secretary of Agriculture. Cassipit expects the board will convene a private executive session for that, but he says the public at the meeting could request it be discussed in open session. According to board guidelines, executive sessions are held at the discretion of the chair. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.